Okay, so my name is Brenda Burrell, and I am the technical director for Kubotana, which is a website that aggregates information for civil society in Zimbabwe. And for the last couple of years, more than a few actually, I've been working on the Freedom Phone project for Kubotana. And this is an initiative that aspires to bring IVR to the nonprofit sector. The plan is to get people to repurpose IVR, that is interactive voice response menus, and revision how they can be used to service development and nonprofit interests. And the idea or notion here is to make it a lot easier to create audio menus and to provide a combination of tools that makes SMS, IVR, and voice messaging a new channel for two-way communications in the nonprofit sector. So I have the pain and the pleasure of traveling out of Zimbabwe to introduce Freedom Phone to different audiences. And why I say this is a pain is because I enjoy my life in Harare in Zimbabwe and the routines of exercise and home life that that offers me. But I also, I must say, enjoy the new vistas, the new people, and the opportunities to share our amazing platform. Now, currently, I've been in Bonn, in Germany, at the Global Media Forum, and this gave me the opportunity to bump into some really interesting people because it was a diverse conference with people from all over the globe attending and from quite a variety of different disciplines, academia, research, community radio, mainstream media, students, and professionals in that space. And I had the pleasure of speaking to a couple of people over the last few days, and a few of those conversations have stuck in my mind. First of all, I was approached by a woman working in Lusaka in Zambia, and she was particularly interested in using Freedom Phone to address the information needs of women in that country, particularly around the thorny issue of inheritance rights. And we discussed how interesting it would be to use Freedom Phone to communicate what those basic rights are, but more interestingly, to record the voices and insights and needs of women through the voice messaging component of Freedom Phone, and to export that information into community radio programming, which would have the benefit of really endorsing the sentiments of these women and potentially giving them a greater standing in their communities. And then more recently, I spoke to a person working in East DRC, that's Democratic Republic of Congo, in Bukavu. And she was very interested in using Freedom Phone to share information with women involved in listening clubs in that part of the country. Just got me thinking that if we could only find funding and champions in these spaces, we could begin to see Freedom Phone bring information to ordinary people dealing with extraordinary issues, issues that make a big difference in their lives, and people who actually most probably have the solution to those problems, but not the channels to share those ideas.